Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning parak Gimel Mishnah Dalid and parak Gimel Mishnah Hay. Generally speaking, raw dough turns into chametz only when it is left alone, but not when it's being worked on. If someone's kneading it, if someone's shaping the dough, then it won't become chametz, and if you just leave it alone, then it more likely will become chametz. The Mishnah here, parak Gimel Mishnah Dalid, is going to discuss how this halacha and this rule applies in a situation where you have several women who are baking matzos together on Pesach, when there's only one small oven for them to use. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Rabbi Gamliel says, Shalosh Nashim Loshos Ka'achas, you're allowed to have three women kneading their own batches of dough at one particular time, Va'ofos B'tanur Echa Zo'acharzo, and you can have them each bake in one small oven, one after the other. That although the second dough is going to be left alone while the first one is baked, and the third dough is going to be left alone while the first and second ones are baked, says Rabbi Gamliel, we're not concerned that they're going to become chametz in that relatively short period of time. However, V'chachamim Omrim, but the Chachamim disagree and say, no, absolutely not. You can't leave the chametz alone. You can't leave the dough alone. It's going to become chametz. Therefore, say the Chachamim, Shalosh Nashim Oskos Babatik, you have to have each of the three women constantly involved and busy with her dough all the time. Achas Lasha, Viachas Orechas, Viachas Ofa, while one woman's going to be kneading her dough, another one's going to be shaping her dough into the shapes, and another one's going to be baking her dough, meaning to say, according to the Chacham, and this is how he passed, and only one woman will knead at first. Once she has finished kneading and she has started shaping her dough into loaves, the next woman is going to start kneading. Once the first woman has finished shaping her dough and has started putting her loaves into the oven, then the second one starts shaping, the third one starts kneading, and so on and so forth. And this way, every batch of dough is going to be worked on constantly until it is put into the oven and it's not going to become chametz anymore. Now, the Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Gamliel and agrees with the Chachamim, namely that you can't leave the dough at all not being worked on. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Lo kol anashim, lo kol ha'itzim, lo kol ha'tanurim shavim. Not all women, not all wood, and not all ovens are alike, meaning, as the Bartanura explained, some women work more slowly, some ovens take longer to become hot, some wood takes longer to start burning. Each of these factors increases the time that the baking will take, which in turn increases the time the unbaked dough is going to be left alone. And since there are so many unpredictable factors, as Rabbi Akiva, in the baking process, we cannot tell how long the baking will take. Therefore, it is wrong to leave one dough just by itself doing nothing, like Rabbi Gamliel allows, because the baking might take so long that the dough that's not being worked on is going to turn into chametz. And again, that is the opinion of the Chacham and Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Gamliel, and again, we paskin and hold like them. Finishing off the Mishnah Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule, Tafach Tiltosh Bitzona, that if you see that the dough starts to rise in any way, you gotta quickly moisten her hands with cold water, and she should smear the water over the dough, because the cold water is going to slow down the chametz process there as well. Continuing now with Parak Gimel Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah is going to discuss the halacha for dough that has already reached a certain point in becoming chametz. Says the Mishnah, Seor Yisareif, if you have Seor, not to be confused with the word Seor, which refers to sourdough, as described in Parshas Bo, but Seor, which basically means dough that has started to rise a little bit, must be burnt. We're talking about Pesach, you gotta burn it. V'ha'ochlo potter, but if one who eats Seor, and we'll define what that is in a moment, but if one eats it on Pesach, then he doesn't get kares or malchus. Again, if you eat chametz on Pesach, normally you get kares. But in the case of Seor, it's a little bit before that. It's not chametz mamish. It's before that chametz process, and therefore it's usher to eat, but you don't get chametz, you don't get the kares for eating it. However, says the Mishnah, Siduk Yisareif, however, cracked dough, the dough that's leavened, that's arisen a little bit more, then Seor has to be burnt, and V'ha'ochlo Chayiv Kares, the one who eats Siduk, if it's cracked in this way on Pesach, he would get Kares, because that is Chametz Mamish, that's absolute Chametz, and you'd get Kares, you'd be cut off from the Jewish people for eating such food. Now the Mishnah is going to define what does Seor mean, and what does Siduk mean. So Ezehu Seor, what is Seor? Karne Chagavim, says the Mishnah, it's dough that has developed cracks like the antenna of grasshoppers, little short cracks that don't crack over one another. Again, this type of dough you would have to burn, but you would not be chayv kares for eating it on Pesach. Siduk, what is this cracked dough where you would get good kares? Shedes arvu stuck of zebazet, dough that is so cracked that the cracks are crossing over one another. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda regarding these two types of dough. The chachamim omer, but the chachamim say zebazet ha'ochlo chayv kares. In either case, whether the cracks cross over each other or if they don't cross over one each other, regardless, you get kares, you get cut off from the Jewish people for eating them. Ve'izehu seyur, then what's considered seyur, which there is no kares? Kol sheikh sifu panav ka'adnam sha'amdu sha'arosa. Any dough whose surface, whose top, has turned pale like the face of a person whose hand, whose hair is going to stand on his head because of how scared he is. That according to the Chachamim, as soon as a dough turns pale, even before it develops cracks, it is Seur, which must be burnt, and when cracks begin to show, then it becomes absolute chametz. But as long as there aren't any, but if there are no cracks on it, you have to burn it, but you wouldn't be chayev kares for consuming such food on Pesach. Quick review, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, discuss the case. You have three women who are working on their dough, one after the other, going to put in the oven, one after the other. And we said that according to Rabbi Gamliel, you are allowed to leave the dough a little bit unattended, unworked, and while you're waiting for it to go into the oven. The Chacham and Rabbi Akiva disagree and say, no, you can't. You have to have each of them doing a different job to make sure that you're not leaving the dough unattended, because if you do, it's going to become chametz. And the Mishnah concluded with the rule that if the woman does see that her dough starts to rise at all quickly at her hands up in cold water, and she should rub the dough with her hands in the cold water, because the cold water is going to slow down the process of the dough becoming chametz. And then Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey, discussed two different types of dough. Number one was seur, dough that has started to rise, and the second was the siduk, where you have already some cracks, as the Mishnah explained. And we said that seur, you have to burn, but you're not chayv kares for eating it. And siduk, you also have to burn, but you are chayv kares for eating it, so you really can't eat that. Then the question is, what is seur? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it means that there are cracks that aren't so many that they're crossing over each other. According to Rabbi Yehuda, siduk is when the cracks do cross over each other, only then would he be chayv kares. The Chachamim disagree and say no, that in both cases, whether the cracks are crossing over each other or not, you're chayev kares for eating it on Pesach. What's the Seor case where you're not chayev kares? That's only when it's so pale that it's already pale, that it's clear that it's going to be rising soon. There you have to burn it, but there are no cracks, and therefore in that case you wouldn't be chayev kares for eating such dough. Have a great day.